Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this January 2nd, 2024 meeting, regular meeting of Orrville City Council. We'll begin this evening with the swearing in of new members, and we'll begin with my role.
Hand. I, Paul Vance.
I, Paul Vance.
Do solemnly affirm.
Do solemnly affirm.
To support the Constitution of the United States of America.
To support the Constitution of the United States of America.
And the State of Ohio.
And the State of Ohio.
To uphold the Charter and Ordinances of the City of Orrville.
To uphold the Charter and Ordinances of the City of Orrville.
And to faithfully.
And to faithfully.
Honestly.
Honestly.
And impartially.
And impartially.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Of the office of President of Council.
Of the office of President of Council.
Of the City of Orrville, Ohio.
Of the City of Orrville, Ohio.
Congratulations.
All right. Thank you.
Now
all right. Yeah. Now we'll have the new members of council.
Five
we'll
people. Seven people.
Rick's going to left out.
Hold on.
I don't know, you want to line dance here or something?
Guy here.
I'll just hold this if you want to raise your right hand.
I
state your names. Do solemnly affirm.
Do solemnly affirm.
To support the Constitution of the United States of America.
To support the Constitution of the United States of America.
And the State of Ohio.
And the State of Ohio.
And to uphold the Charter and Ordinances of the City of Orrville.
And to uphold the Charter and Ordinances of the City of Orrville.
And to faithfully.
And to faithfully.
Honestly.
Honestly.
And impartially.
And impartially.
Discharge the duties of the Office of Council.
Discharge the duties of the Office of Council.
Of the City of Orrville, Ohio.
Of the City of Orrville, Ohio.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you and congratulations to all the new members and those of members of council starting new terms. All right. And now we'll move on to that portion of our agenda for the prayer and the pledge.
Mr. President, before we start, can I introduce someone real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is Pastor Anthony Johnson. He's going to be coming new to our community. He's actually going to be the lead pastor at Calvary, which is now becoming Radiant Life Church of Orrville. We are merging with the church in Wadsworth, and we are looking forward to a great young family moving in town with three kids, and so we're excited about what's coming, and I get to rest a little bit.
All right.
Not retiring, but resting.
This is one of the more exciting duties you'll have.
Amen.
So we're glad that you're here. So,
yeah, thank you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so blessed to be a part of a great community that really, truly believes in the power of prayer. I'm thankful for each and every one of these new council members, Lord. I pray your blessing on them. Your wisdom and guidance in their life is so vital. And so, Lord, we ask that you would give them wisdom from above as they lead and guide their prospective areas. And, Lord, I pray also for those in leadership in our community. Lord, I pray that your anointing and your strengthening would be upon their lives as well. Thank you for our mayor. Thank you, Lord, for Matt. Lord, bless him and strengthen him and encourage him as he takes this walk. And, Lord, be with Paul as he leads as our president here. Lord, just strengthen him and, again, encourage him through this time. Lord, we thank you also for those that serve in this community. Lord, I pray that you would continue to be with Chief Seiler as he leads our police department, also Chief Bishop as he leads our fire department, and for all of those that serve while serving others. Bless and strengthen each and every one. Bless this meeting that we have together. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks very much, Pastor Chuck. May we have the roll call, please?
Handwork.
Here.
A
Gasparis.
Here.
Lax.
Here.
Davies.
Here.
Carr.
Here.
Shanklin.
Here.
Squirrel.
Here.
All present.
Thank you very much. You should have received a copy of the meeting minutes from the December 18th, 2023 minutes. 2023 meeting. We have a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll make the motion.
Shanklin moves.
A second.
And Squirrel seconds. She came in first. So you have to get faster.
Gasparis.
Yes.
Lax.
Yes.
Davies.
Abstain.
Carr.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Our motion passes. We have an special committee. Oh, I'm sorry. We do want to move on now to our agenda, to our public comment portion. And we have someone signed up. Mr. Morrison, good to see you again.
Thank you. John Morrison, 727 McGill Street, Oroville. I'm here tonight to speak on behalf of Ordinance L-23. It's on third reading tonight. It's been up and down the road quite a bit. We've had a lot of input on both sides of the issue. I think it's a reasonable ordinance. It seems appropriate to allow people the opportunity to perhaps raise their own food in their own backyard. I can't think of anything that speaks personal liberty more than that. The opportunity to provide for your family on your own as well. We have testimony on both sides of this, of course, but I'm just here on behalf of the ordinance. I think it's been through its due process. However, you know, given that we have new members of council, if it were to be tabled and be more closely examined, that seems like a reasonable thing as well. What I did want to mention tonight, though, is this. Two things. First, before we get to that thing about the chickens, Mr. Wheeler, I just put you on the spot. I'm not picking on you. Have you ever gone out and weighed a pot-bellied pig?
I have not.
Because the ordinances say that people are allowed to have a pot-bellied pig here in town up to 65 pounds. And if it's a two-dwelling establishment, they can have two pot-bellied pigs up to 65 pounds. Now, based on the calculus I heard before with chickens, could you imagine your 4th of July barbecue with 450 pounds of pigs circling around while you're doing your barbecue in your backyard? It's the same thing. This is the same thing we heard. It's hyperbole and it's hysterics. Similarly, you're allowed to keep bees in town unless they create a nuisance to someone, anyone. You know, I know beekeepers in town. The neighbor could say, I don't like the fact that guy keeps bees. And suddenly he has to get rid of his investment and his life's work. So these are things that require enforcement. The codified ordinances is filled with them. And yet we don't have the comic scene of police chasing roosters around and whatnot the way that it was painted the other night. This is a reasonable law. The chickens and the rabbits would stay in fully penned enclosures all the time. That's been clear through all the examination of this. So, you know, take it to heart and vote as you will, and think in terms of whether or not this is a question of personal liberty or not. Whether a kid should have the right and a parent should have the right to teach a kid how to raise an animal. Not just a pet, but an animal that can ultimately be used for food, too. You know, agriculture makes up 21% of Wayne County's economy.
3 minutes.
Mr. Larson, your time has expired. Yes, Mr. Spears.
I'd like to make a motion to allow Mr. Larson to speak for 3 more minutes.
Very good. Second, Mr. Shanklin.
Lax.
Yes.
Davies.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Squirrel. Yes. Handwerk.
Yes.
Spears.
Yes.
Motion passes.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you very much. Anyway, on with my train of thought here. I don't think it's unreasonable. And I think a lot of the picture that we saw painted was to take that and extrapolate it to the unreasonable. We enforce things like this all the time, or we don't enforce them. And I can say, having spent 15 years as the zoning inspector for Oroville, I never chased down a chicken one time. And that ordinance was on the books the whole time. I never weighed a pig either. And they're in town, trust me, I've seen them. Vote your mind. The one thing that I would like to say, though, is that last week during the public hearing, I was disappointed. I was disappointed in this council because I saw, whether it was premeditated or coordinated or just a rookie mistake, I saw a movement to try to silence public comment during a public forum. And the very first thing that you swore to was to honor the Constitution of the United States. Our charter says persons that wish to speak. It does not make a distinction of citizens. And if somebody has input in this, why would we not listen to their point of view? Why? What are we afraid of? You know, if someone is for something, that's great. If someone's against something, that's great. You all sit to judge that and weigh that. You know, one set of facts doesn't help you make a decision. You need to look at both sides of the issue. So I would hope. I've already reached out to Mr. Linden and the Zimmerleys both and apologized to them for what happened here last week. And I would hope that council would somehow find a way to make a motion and apologize to them formally. Because what happened here last week was embarrassing to me. It was embarrassing. And I hope that it doesn't happen again. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Orson. And as I watched the playback of the meeting, the question occurred to me, too. Are there restrictions on who is able to speak at a public hearing? This wasn't a public comment. It was a public hearing. And so the rules are a little different there, I think. And as we did seek further clarification on that, I think there was the sentiment that a public hearing should only be addressed by people who are living in the community and impacted by a particular ordinance. In this case, though, the public hearing, as we saw clarification on that, we found that the public hearing is required by statute by the state of Ohio and is not limited to citizens of the community. It is a public hearing, truly. And so should we have the opportunity to have that happen again, I think we now have the clarification that we need on the right way to approach that. But it was a new situation for council. And so when you encounter new situations, you don't have the time to go and dig and find out what the statutes are and all that kind of stuff. So that happens from time to time. We had the luxury of, you know, going and reviewing it afterwards. So anyway, I don't think it was intentional at all. I think it was simply a true heartfelt sentiment that a public hearing should be addressed by people who live and would be impacted by that. That's how I saw it as I watched the meeting. So any other questions or comments? All right, hearing none, we'll move on then on our agenda to our standing committee reports. Our first report will be by our Finance Committee Chair, Mr. Lax.
Finance Committee has not met, therefore I have no report.
All right, thank you, sir. And our Health and Safety Committee, Mr. Spiris.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Safety has not met, and I have no report.
Okay, thank you. Our Parks and Recreation Committee, Mr. Hanworth.
Thank you, Mr. President. Parks and Rec has not met, therefore I have no report.
All right, thank you. And our Planning Committee, Ms. Carr.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Planning Committee has not met, therefore I have no report.
All right. Our Ordinance and Personnel Committee. Welcome, Mrs. Squirrel.
Thank you. The Ordinance and Personnel Committee has not met, therefore I have no report.
All right. And our Transportation Committee, Mr. Shanklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Transportation Committee has not met, therefore I have no report.
All right. And welcome to our Utilities Committee Chair, Mr. Davies.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Utilities Committee has not met. I have no report.
All right. Thank you. So many of you have new committee assignments because you're new to council or you've been given a new committee, and so we appreciate your willingness to serve on those. We have no special committee reports on our agenda, so we move on to our administrative reports. We want to give a special welcome to Mayor Kleiben.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to wish everyone a happy new year and wanted to let you know that it is indeed an honor to serve as Orville's new mayor. I look forward to working with City Council, our city administration, our city employees to meet the needs of our citizens. I'd like to welcome all of our council members that were sworn in tonight, especially Mr. Davies and Mr. Lax. This is their first time in serving in their seats. We live in a great city that I'm proud to call Orrville my hometown, and to be an alumni of Orrville High School, and with the focus of the three R's of respect, relationships, and resources, I plan as mayor for these three areas to be the foundation that guides the work on fiscal responsibility, public safety, and providing for our city services. It is my hope that our new year of 2024 is filled with opportunity and joy that we celebrate in our great city. Thank you. Happy New Year.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll move on to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler. Good evening.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good evening. Just a few items tonight. Trash pickup is delayed one day this week, so it'll be Friday instead of our normal Thursday pickup. We are actually picking up Christmas trees, the service department is, starting today. That will run through January 12th. We just ask that you leave your tree. No fake trees, just the real thing. We do ask that you leave them free of ornaments, not in bags, no decorations on them at all, and just leave them in your tree lawns, and we'll come around and pick them up.
And the reason for that, Mr. Wheeler, is?
We actually do go ahead and compost that, so we'll want it free of any debris as we put it in the compost. Also, this Friday, January 5th at 4 p.m., we will be swearing in Chief Seiler here in Council Chambers. Obviously, everyone is welcome to attend that. And that concludes my report for tonight.
All right. Any questions or comments? All right. We'll move on then to our Utilities Director, Mr. Brediger.
Thank you, Mr. President. I mentioned at our last City Council meeting that we were expecting one of the three main power transformers as part of our substation upgrades. Tonight I got a picture of it laying on its side somewhere in Texas. So somebody hit a 130-foot trailer carrying a 130,000-pound transformer and knocked it over. We don't have any other details other than that. So that's, we'll know a little bit more this week, but if you send me a photograph here, I'll share that a little bit later on tonight there. But otherwise, utilities are planning on starting off 2024 like it does every other year or every other day. We've got a great staff, a great crew in all three departments, so we're looking forward to 2024, looking forward to working with new council, certainly new folks on the utilities there, and I heard President mentioned that the utility board does meet the second and fourth Mondays at 6:30 here. Our meetings are generally a little bit quicker than city councils, but we do look forward to seeing you there. And if you have any questions on anything, feel free to stop by my office. We'll kind of explain to you how things work. Anytime anybody, and that goes for returning city council members, if you have any questions regarding any of our utilities, let me know. Or you can contact any one of our superintendents directly there. You don't need to have my permission to go talk to any of those folks. So welcome aboard and Happy New Year.
All right. We'll move on in our agenda then to our finance director, Ms. Strimling.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance has no report this evening.
Thank you. And our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I don't have a report. I would mention that, as I do, I try to say this every year at the beginning of the year, there are Sunshine Law training videos that can be watched online. I would encourage our new members to, in particular, to look at those. I do them every year, and I serve as a representative for all of the elected officials in Orrville, so your requirements are met through my participation, and it's good for me to do that because I use that information fairly regularly. But if anyone's interested, I will send you a link. Both the Ohio Attorney General's Office and the Ohio Auditor's Office offer that training, and it's really good. It's free. It's a three-hour seminar that you can watch online. They do them in person sometimes. Clerk Galt and I have tried very, very hard to get them to come to Orrville. They did come once, but it's been tough since COVID to get them to come back. So I will do that, but I would also encourage you, if you have an interest and availability, to do that as well. I have nothing further to
right, thank you very much. For my report, I just wanted to announce publicly the various committees of City Council and who the chair is of those committees. Mr. Spears will remain the chair of our Health and Safety Committee. He's done an excellent job for us the past several years here. And so Ms. Carr will be the chair of the Planning Committee, and she remains as that chair. And that committee requires extra time, a couple of meetings a month, and she has been willing to spend that extra time, especially since it's during the workday. So we appreciate her service there. Mr. Davies will be the chair of the Utilities Committee. The Utilities Board meets on the second and fourth Mondays of the month, and so Mr. Davies will be our representative there. Mr. Handwerk will remain the chair of the Parks and Recreation Committee. Again, another outstanding job there by Mr. Handwerk. Mr. Lax will be the chair of our Finance Committee. That's a tall order to get familiar with the city's finances, but we know he's up to the challenge. Mr. Shanklin will move over to the Transportation Committee and be the chair there. So please contact him with all of your complaints of potholes and all of that. So we have very few here in town, so that's good, because of the previous work of the good people here in the city and on council. And then Ms. Squirrel will be the chair of the Ordinance and Personnel Committee, who gets that distinguished honor of having to read all of the ordinances. So anyway, I just want to thank all of you for your service here on council. That concludes my report, and so we'll move on in our agenda to old business. And Ms. Squirrel.
Mr. President, I would ordinance L23. I move that this ordinance be placed on third reading.
We had talked previously. Do we want to? Yeah, okay. You guys are prepared to do that. So, yeah, all right. So we have a motion to put this on third reading, and Ms. Carr seconds the motion.
Davies.
To say yes.
Yes. Sorry.
Carr.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Lax.
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, I'm going to read the ordinance.
Ordinance L23. An ordinance repealing and replacing Section 505.19 of the codified ordinances of the City of Orville, Ohio, regarding housing of certain animals.
Very good. Is there any questions or discussion on this? Ms. Squirrel.
Mr. President, I the only comment that I have is I'm grateful for the citizens for coming and sharing their concerns, and even Mr. Davis doing his petition. I will tell you that the first night that this was on City Council, it was a dog barking in my yard. I don't have a dog. And it was like really being very aggressive. And I went out to the front of my yard to see what was going on. And there in my roses was a chicken.
No.
And I thought, well, it couldn't have been any more perfect timing. And then it jumped on my porch and jumped on my neighbor's porch. And I don't know who it belongs to. But, you know, for me, that was a good thing. I'm like, oh, great. Now people are going to think I have a chicken. So I just think that, you know, as a citizen and living where I was, that kind of concerned me a little bit.
Very good. Any other questions or comments? Very good. Are you prepared to vote?
Yep.
All right.
I move that we vote on ordinance L23.
I move that ordinance L23 be adopted as read.
Ordinance L23 be adopted as read.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Lyons.
Carr.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Are we actually voting?
To pass or fail the ordinance, yes.
No.
Squirrel.
No.
Handwerk.
No.
Asparis.
No.
Lax.
Yes.
Davies.
Yes.
Motion fails.
All right, very good. That concludes our old business for this evening. So, having no new business on our agenda tonight, we're now open for comments for the good of the order.
President,
Ms. Squirrel.
I would just like to thank Mr. Wheeler and Mr. Immel for all the work that they continue to do at the park, at Orr Park, for the Boy Scouts. Boy Scouts 4060 has been here at Orville for a very long time. And I am just personally, I'm a charter representative for the Boy Scouts, and my son's an Eagle Scout. And it's such a wonderful opportunity to have a safe place for these scouts to go and to camp out. And I'm just grateful for the way that everything is taken care of down there. So just a personal thank you.
Anyone else? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
Squirrel moves and Davies seconds.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Lax.
Yes.
Davies.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Motion passes.
The next regular meeting of Orville City Council will be another Tuesday meeting, Tuesday, January 16th, 2024. Until then, we are adjourned. Thank you. Good night.
Opportunity.